In the name of Jesus, amen. Thanks for making the effort to be here this morning on this bit of a treacherous Sunday morning. We did have church last night. We had 5 o'clock service. Including me, we had 4 people. But the word of the Lord went forth. We kept the service short. It was good. It was good. The word of the Lord went forth. Jesus said, "Where 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." So we certainly have more than the 2 or 3 here this morning. We are in the midst of, the Christmas season is upon us. And for those who are in retail, you go from Halloween, you go to Christmas. Thanksgiving is just kind of swished on right by. And for merchants, this is the time when they make their money. And this weather is going to be hard on them as well. We are in the midst of that selling season and all the things that go along with that. And also, this is a time of year, the month of December, when a lot of people are most likely to suffer from anxiety and loneliness and depression. And it's kind of ironic that, we all know this. We know this. We know this is a time of year when people get a little discouraged. It's also a time of year when we are bombarded with all kinds of trying to buy and sell things. And there's Christmas specials that point this out. You have Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol with Ebenezer Scrooge. You have How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And there's others as well that point out that money and stuff do not satisfy, at least not the way we would like them to. And that family, love, even self-sacrifice are what give meaning to our lives. And we watch those movies, those shows, and we say, yeah, that's right. And then we go out and buy more stuff. And we go shopping. And the merchants tell us what we need, and we keep buying it. In contrast to that, we have the church season of Advent, which is not about selling. It's about repentance. It's about waiting. It's about prayer. And the emphasis, it's not quite like Lent. Lent is a little more of an accent on, emphasis on repentance and self-denial. We don't have quite that emphasis during the season of Advent. Advent is a season of repentance, but it's more a time of waiting and a time of preparation, getting ready for our Lord to come again, and to remember that He came once and He's coming again, but this time in all of His glory and His majesty when He comes again. And this is all true. We don't follow made-up, Christmas stories. We follow what God's Word teaches us. The story of God preparing the world to receive His one and only Son to be our Savior, to save us because we cannot save ourselves. The word Advent means coming, and in this sense, we're thinking of how Jesus came and how He's going to come again. Advent is not Christmas, but it's the preparation for Christmas. Christmas is actually the festival of Christmas, starts December 25th and runs through January 6th. That's actually the 12 days of Christmas. So if somebody tries to tell you, or some merchant tries to tell you, the 12 days of Christmas, that's the 12 days before Christmas, that's not the way it goes. The 12 days of Christmas are from December 25th to January 6th. When we think about Christmas, we think about that story, Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. And it's a nice story, and we have in our heads how this all took place. And many of us have nativity sets. Maybe you've already started to put yours up. And it has, of course, the main characters, has Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus, and perhaps some shepherds, and maybe some animals, maybe a cow, a sheep, a donkey. Why would you have a donkey? Well, we think, Mary and Joseph, they had to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem. They had to get there somehow, must have been on a donkey, so it would seem to make sense that a donkey would be a part of the nativity set. And I know our little church nativity set that'll be on display in the coming weeks has a donkey in it. But when you read God's Word, what do you find? No mention of a stable, No mention of a barn. No mention of a sheep. No mention of a cow. No mention of any animals. No mention of a donkey. And that, there's nothing, that doesn't mean that it's wrong to have those things. It just means that the way we think about our little nativity sets, it's where we've been influenced a lot by artwork. Maybe influenced more by artwork than by God's word. But no donkey mentioned at Christmas. But today, on the first Sunday in Advent, we do have the mention of a donkey. Because the traditional gospel reading for the first Sunday in Advent is the Palm Sunday reading. Jesus riding into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday on a donkey. Why would we have the Palm Sunday reading on the first Sunday in Advent? We want to start off Advent knowing, why does Jesus come? He comes to be our Savior. God's word is clear. The celebration of Christmas isn't just about a baby in a manger because there's no room in the inn, an angel singing in the sky. It's about a Savior coming, about a Savior. On Palm Sunday, Jesus is getting near to Jerusalem and he tells the disciples, go find this donkey. When you find it, if it's tied up, start to untie it. And if anybody asks you what you're doing, say the Lord has need of it and they'll let it go. It happens exactly that way. All this is prepared just the way God said it would. And it happens. And as Jesus comes riding into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, the crowd shouts, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna is a Hebrew word. It means save us. And it means, it's like has a sense of immediacy. It means save us now. Save us now. And so as Jesus is coming into Jerusalem, the crowd, they kind of get it. They're like, all right, here comes our Savior. He's going to save us from the Romans. He's going to save us from high taxes. He's going to save us from those hypocritical religious leaders. That's what they had in mind. They thought Jesus had come to save them. And he did come to save them, but not in the way they were thinking. They had expectations of Jesus, but those were not the expectations Jesus was coming to meet. We've got our expectations of Jesus too. You know, we think, well, if I go to church and say my prayers, things will turn out my way. Maybe I won't get sick or my sickness will get better. Maybe my family problems will somehow clear up. Maybe my marriage will be better, my finances will straighten out. If I try to do the right things, God will make things go my way. Jesus will kind of just swoop into my life, smooth out all the problems, and I'll be happy. We expect something from Jesus. And what do we get? We get a man riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. What can a man riding on a donkey do that I cannot do for myself? If I don't have what I want, I'll just go out and buy it. Jesus doesn't come to do those things. He comes to do something more that you could never do for yourself. Save you from your sins. Save you from yourself. And how he does that is something we would never even ask of him. He does that by dying for us, rising for us, bringing us forgiveness for our sins. And then he gives us those gifts in strange ways, not wrapped up in presents that cost a lot of money. He says, nope, I'm going to use ordinary water and the word. I'm going to make you my child with baptism. He says, I'm going to feed you through your ears with my word when it's preached. I'm going to put it into your mouth through my Holy Supper. That seems kind of odd. But through those means, God gives us gifts that we could never give to ourselves. Jesus comes to save. Salvation is his business. He forgives the hopeless sinner. He raises the helpless dead. He saves us because we cannot save ourselves. And Advent helps remind us of that. Helps us remind us why does Jesus come at Christmas? He comes to save us. Save us from ourselves, not because we asked him to, but because he loves us. He loves you. He thinks more of you than you probably think of yourself. That's the kind of Savior that you have. A God who continues to pour out His grace and mercy upon you. Thanks be to Jesus. Praise be to His holy name. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.